Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And we're back again with another one.
We have the same outfits on as last week because it is still the same day for us. So just zip it.
Zip it.
Please. But we just wanted to give you guys a little something. We are currently in Japan right now for my birthday.
And we have no days off. No days off.
Yes, we have no days off. So we got to get this done for you guys. Mm-hmm. And just as a thank you for supporting us for as long as you guys have, we wanted to give you a little Japan vlog.
So
so check it out.
Okay, you guys, so we officially made it to the LAX airport. So let's talk about how Delta is ass. Delta is shit. What airline is really actually even good anymore? Because Delta delayed our flight by 3 hours.
Yeah, and when I was just coming back home from Florida, they delayed my flight 6 times.
That's insane.
And wouldn't even let me cancel the flight until the next day when I had already had to spend another $600 to get a new flight on America.
How are you not gonna let me cancel the flight? That's crazy.
Literally wouldn't let me cancel a flight because it wouldn't let me do it online, wouldn't let me do it through the chat because the time was so long. Mm-hmm. So then when they finally got back to me, it was the next day and I had already had to buy a new flight for $600.
That's insane. That's actually really crazy.
And I had to put a request in for a refund. I don't even know if I got it.
You better look.
$1,400.
That's crazy. Literally, y'all, tell me your favorite airline because
we ready to ditch Delta.
Yeah, I'm ready to ditch Delta. I'm an Elite Medallion member, and don't get her first class.
I am a better client than you.
She got platinum card.
Platinum Amex, platinum medallion member on Delta.
So she booked a Michelin star for her birthday.
Because I've always wanted to go to like a Michelin star restaurant. Y'all know I'm a tourist, I'm a foodie. Like I'm big into the food industry and I've always wanted to be a part of it. So I booked this expensive ass dinner for us. Not no generic shit, like this real top of the line. It's like one of the top restaurants in the world. But we had to cancel the reservation because of the flight delay. Tell me why that shit cost $1,300 USD.
$1,300
is insane. It was 300 and something dollars each person per guest to cancel. So I
didn't know it was that expensive.
Yes, it is very expensive, but I mean this is what I really wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I put my Amex on freeze.
Which I didn't think was a good idea. But I get it.
Hopefully it doesn't go through.
When you freeze it, can you unfreeze it at any time?
Yes, you can.
Okay, that's
after weird. 7 days you can unfreeze it. But I'm like, is it gonna be a pending charge? Do I need to cancel this card? Because I will cancel that shit. Y'all not taking my money for nothing. And it's in Japan, like $1,300 out here is a lot of money.
That is a lot. Damn, I was just, you know me, I'm a finesse queen. I try to figure it out a way. We can go there and be like, can we just get in? All right, you guys, so we will just be here chilling. I'm gonna go get currency exchange. And then after that, Shy and Winter take Tokyo. Wait, are we in Tokyo?
What? Yeah, Shy and Winter take Tokyo.
Yeah, for Winter's birthday. All right, love you, bye.
Yay. Winter's best friend, Dom.
Everybody has braids. Rhythm has braids.
I know.
Braids.
There's only two people.
Right? I'm like, what?
Everybody.
Everybody. I mean, it's half. 50%.
I put the braids in and somebody was like, oh, you must be going on vacation. Talking about every black girl got braids.
Right, literally. That's but, it.
Wait, so where is it? Do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all don't be putting on windshield wipers here?
I've been thinking that's
so we landed. Right now, Tokyo is giving very much rain, very much also New York.
Yeah, it's New York.
So it's giving New York.
So this is our first stop.
Have you seen your friends yet?
You got friends out here?
She's from Japan, bitch. She's Japanese.
When you moved to America?
Right, well, now keep my eye.
It's hilarious. Oh, wait, we're all filming. This is all being filmed. Please. Right, we're getting our drinks. We're getting our drinks. Round number two.
Double fisting.
Oh, I got the video. Wow. Oh, double fisting.
Uh-huh.
So everybody go around the table and say something. I hate people do this, but it's for the vlog.
I just want to say that honestly, she's such a light in my life, and her pussy's hot.
All right, you go. Go, Dom.
That was a good one.
No, you know, I get emotional.
She can't compete with that.
Bye. She, Dom? Dom wrote a poem. Not a Harajuku.
Yeah, I know that poem. That's it. That's it.
No, just say something.
I'm gonna go say this. I can die tomorrow, bro.
Come on.
I'm just gonna say she's not gonna die tomorrow.
She's about to cry.
Really?
I was there when she had her daughter. I've been friends with her for years.
She gonna say what I gotta say.
Wait,
what?
I'm gonna say what she has to say.
Alright, well, give me. I'll say something. Okay, good.
She's a dumb bitch.
The dumbest of the month.
The dumbest of the month. No. You know, we're all here for Winner. We love Winner. We support Winner. We congratulate Winner on all of her accomplishments all the time.
Winner.
Winner, Winner, chicken dinner. We love you. We're here for you. For life. Neighbors, no favors.
Ain't no falling out. Sorry.
Ain't no falling out.
Sorry, y'all done got. Y'all got rid of enough of your friends falling out.
We're doing it no more. Any argument we have?
We fix it.
We fix
we
it.
Fix it.
とサービスの貸した額をお会計で来てい
ただ
きます。
はい、わかりました。
よかったら、よろしくお願いします。はい、
ありがとうございます。So they charge a cover charge of $10 per person, and then they charge a 10% service fee.
Do they have liquor here?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, we got hookah.
Yo, these shots are like six.
No. Yeah, they are.
Why are they giving us such small shots?
They're sweet. Like, these are literally small shots.
That was so small.
Is the alcohol stronger or something? Because like it's right here.
Look, every time we say something about Japan, Rhythm be like, well, I mean, don't be fucking. She's gonna be racist like 12 times. Want a table or y'all want to sit at the bar?
Let's just go to the bar.
Yay! Okay.
We're
just
that.
Lost.
We're done. Let's just go grab food. We're done.
Yeah. I would love to go to a little market though.
No, let's go to the market.
I don't think they would close the market down this early.
We'll leave the market at 12:30.
Ooh, smells fresh.
I
want one of these too. I want chicken and crab legs.
So if you want to continue watching the rest of the Japan footage, head on over to our Patreon. The link will be below to check everything else out. We love you so much. Thank you for your love and support. We do this all for you. Head on over. So let's get into the question of the day.
They don't know. That is not everything, guys.
That's what I said. If you want to see the rest of the footage.
The rest of the footage.
This is only...
No. I'm saying that's not all of the episode. We have more than just the Japan footage today.
They gonna see the minutes on the screen.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm a little tipsy. Go ahead.
Hopefully it's a little longer than we expected because we really don't know much. But no, the question of the day is, what is the number one thing you love about yourself?
Mentally or physically?
They said not physically.
I would say I love my resilience.
Boo.
What do you want me to say? I love how I have a fat, juicy ass.
Yeah, no, it's physical. Do you love your resilience?
Okay. Yeah, I love my resilience. I love that I am able to roll with the punches always. Mm-hmm. There has never been anything that will, you know, lay me on my ass. I think a lot of people don't realize that about me. I feel like a lot of people try to knock me down with words.
Would you get up 10?
But you cannot knock me down. I have been through 400 times worse than your little raggedy words could ever do to me. So
period.
I'm just a resilient queen. What about you?
This is going to be so
emotional.
Cliche. Oh. But everyone already should know what my favorite thing about me is. I feel like my vigor for life.
Vigor for life. New word, huh? New word, huh?
Somebody going to be like, vigor as a new word is crazy.
I don't use that word, so.
I think that my favorite thing about me is that I love my personality. I really do. I feel like I have an infectious personality. I feel like that it sounds so boastful to talk about yourself in that sense, but I really mm-hmm. do. Like, I'm in love with who I am as a person. I'm very confident in who I am as a person. And it's like, I know if you wouldn't even see me face to face, drop dead gorgeous, but you wouldn't even care about that. It's literally just about who I am as a person and how I can make other people feel as well. Because I feel like, you know, when someone else, when I see someone else feels good from something that I've said or I've done or how I've made them feel, it genuinely makes me feel good. So I feel like that for me is just an infectious personality. Yeah. I love that about myself.
Okay, I have a question.
What?
What is our favorite thing about each other? Loving. This is so loving.
So loving. My favorite thing about you is your personality. And your humor. No, your humor first, personality second. I feel like your personality, your humor is hilarious. People really don't realize how funny she really is. She is really hilarious. But your humor first and secondly, your personality, because I feel like your personality is like when you really know, you know. It's so like, it's like a little gift. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know it. And it's only true can really experience her in her true form. You know what I'm saying? Like, even on the podcast, I feel like people have gotten to know you better. But me on knowing you on such a personal, like, damn near sister level of, like, just us chilling at home. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's like a little gem. It really is. It's like, it's like a gem.
I will say for you, same. Your personality and your humor, it's just the same. Yeah. Like, literally. I mean, I don't know. Like, you just, you make, I know that you can get along with everybody, which is just great. Because I feel like you have so many strengths that I lack. Like, I know that you're the type of person I could bring around anybody and you're going to just automatically get along. You're going to make everybody laugh. Like, I know that if I bring you, like, everybody's going to be so happy. Like, oh, my God, yes, bring Shy. Like, yes, we want her around. Like,
no, I heard with Millie when we were doing, when we had, it was St. Patrick's Day. I heard Millie was like, with Shy around, I just feel like I want a drink now.
Yeah, like, it's just a good time. It's always a good time. It's always going to be fun. Like, everything is a little bit less interesting and less fun if Shy is not there. So that is 100% what I love. She's hilarious. Obviously, she's my best friend. We, like, we just get each other so well. We just understand.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing about, that's why I say it's, like, a personal level of you that people don't really see. It's sad to me that people don't see the version that I see of you sometimes. And that's why, like, my favorite part of you is, like, when we're just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
It's a little secret.
It is. It's a little secret, little pocket. In my little pocket. You know what I'm saying?
My best friend that I keep here. But, yeah. Definitely. High five.
High five set. Now, what's our icks?
My ick about,
oh my God.
I'll keep
no.
icks. You, no, you go first.
No, so no, 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 no. Okay, no. You tell me first. No, because you already had one on lock, because I don't have any on lock yet, so I got to think.
Well, mine's just funny.
Okay, what is it?
Mine is Shy will literally, Shy will be having a conversation with you in her head, and then all of a sudden she will just blurt out the conversation. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, she'll be like this. Oh, yeah, and then the brown table with the gray table. And I'm like, what are you talking? Where's the beginning of the sentence? Like, she literally will start a topic, and, like, I won't know what she's talking about.
Because I'll be thinking, you should know where my head at when I'm thinking about it this
But moment, it'll be so out the wall. Like, she'll be like, and then another thing about that girl. And I'm like, what girl? Who are we
talked about this 3 hours ago. Keep up. Remember what I said.
No, it'll be days before. And she'll, like, want you to just know what you're talking about. I'm like, bro, I can't keep track. I cannot. That's a cute ick. That's a cute ick. Do you have cute icks?
I have to think.
I already know your icks about me.
What is it?
I act like a mom.
Yes. Oh my. Okay. Yes. Okay. Great. Because I did not know what to say. I was like, I don't know where I where.
I be micromanaging.
Micromanaging acts like a mother. At like, mommy, don't worry. My mom is still here. She's gonna be on the show a little later. Don't worry. I have a literal teenage mother right next to me.
I just be liking things to be safe and fun.
Yeah, and I remember always being like, my mom is like, if they jump off a bridge, would you? I'm like, I'm the one jumping off the bridge first. I don't understand what everybody's
saying. I'm like, no, I'm not jumping off the bridge, like, at all.
I'm the one going to be jumping off. And they're going to be like, okay, we'll do it. But no, you do be daring me a lot. And I'm like, bitch, am I your little clown? And be like, all right, let's go next. Like,
because I know you'll do it. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, I know.
That is an ick of me. That is an ick.
Like how earlier I was like, be on time to the airport tomorrow and don't forget your passport.
Yeah, and I literally was like, who asked you this? Did I ask you all of these things? Like, I don't know, like, why?
No, I literally said, I was like, I am informing you now. I will be leaving without you. That's just such a parent. I'll be leaving you if you're not on time. Yeah. Don't forget your passport.
And I expect nothing less. I literally do expect nothing less.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
That's just my nurturing Taurus instinct.
What else is one?
Oh, I bet you got a lot, don't you?
She be hounding me sometimes. Like, if I don't answer the phone, and I literally genuinely, like, try to stay away from my phone sometimes, she'll answer or she'll text and be like, I hope you're not dead. Yeah. I'm like, bro, it's been 30 minutes.
And it annoys me about her that she is so, like, just wants to just be on her own and, like,
sorry that I'm an independent young lady. Sorry that I have my own shit to do.
Just like,
and it'll literally be like, I'll leave my phone. Prime example, the other day, I was at one of my friend's houses, and I literally had my phone on the table, and I was talking to her for like 30 minutes. 5 missed calls, 3 texts.
It was 45 minutes if you were supposed to have been at my house.
No, okay. And she's seen
my location. And I got a question.
And she said, I seen your location. Yeah. You see the location is right down the street. I was like, bro, I did not have my phone on me. But that's probably it.
Yeah. I know. What's another one? That's very true about me.
It is hot. It really is hot.
What's annoying about you? Many of things. No,
I can say
know.
More. No, I'm just kidding.
Just when she gets mad, it is annoying. Because I know when she gets mad. Like that.
Yeah, and I'd be wanting my life. Oh, like that.
Like that. Like she gets like really serious and I'd be like, oop. Like, zip it. Y'all think that this little rat don't have a freaking temper, and she does. She does. She's not a bad temper, but like she does get annoyed.
Yeah, and
sometimes
when I get
a little easily. Not easily, but kind of.
No, my mom actually said that today. Yeah. She literally was just like, I mean, not today, the other day. She was like, do you need some nerve pills? First of all, mind you, my cycle's been on 5 times in a month. So literally, it's happening right now again. So I have to go to the gynecologist when we get back from Tokyo.
We're back
from Tokyo. Huh?
I said, yeah, we got to figure that out.
Yeah, because it has, in like literally 2 months, my cycle's come on like 5 times.
Yeah, that's very odd.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm also, I'm taking probiotics now. So, literally, my vagina's been the squeakiest.
I'm just laughing that because she texted me and she was like, I started taking probiotics. I get way less discharge now. And I'm like, why are these things?
It was randomly. And I was like, you can't never take no dirty panty pics of me because I ain't got much discharge now.
That's all you
Back
needed.
Back in the day.
All you needed was a little probiotic.
Them little crusty panties was all over
the place. Oh, my God. Crusty panties is crazy. Your mom is right there.
Look. All right. Speaking of my mom, so I asked our Behind the Likes pod page that, I told y'all that my mom was going to be here. So she is going to make her little cameo. She's extremely nervioso. So.
Nervioso? Oh, my God. Y'all know I'm Latina now. I speak Duolingo.
Oh, Duolingo.
Nervioso. Actually, I don't know.
So we are going to have Miss Cynthia, a.k.a. Mommy, a.k.a. Mother, a.k.a. the baddest bee around, coming on to answer a few of y'all questions. So we will give you that in a minute. Come on over. Yep. She is here making her debut. My mommy, the sweetest lady in the absolute world. My queen, my love, my mommy darling is here.
She's my Tallulah Bell.
Okay, you got to speak a little louder. You got to speak a little louder than that. All right, speak like how you used to yell at me back in the day.
Charielle.
No, I know you're so nervous, but thank you for coming here because we need the content. We need the footage. And they've been asking for you, mommy. They love your reviews. They love your They love everything about you, oh, just like really? Me.
I'd be a little bit too real on her.
Yeah, and that's why I stopped asking for her.
Okay, I know. That's why you told me to
get a little long. I'd be like, all right.
All right, that's enough.
She'd be like, you and Winter are doing too much right now. And I'm like, I don't want to hear nothing else. Because you know when your mama starts, it's like when you tell a joke and your mama starts giving a life speech and a lecture. I'm like, yes. Baby, I don't care no more. I don't care. This is my job.
This pay my bills.
This pay my bills.
I'm crying. Yeah, well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. Kaden, how does she sound?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm happy to be here. Make sure we only have a few minutes.
Yeah, she don't want to be on here for too long. So you guys, we asked you guys some questions. Well, Shy asked on our BTL page, and she was wondering if you guys had any questions for her mom. And y'all showed up and showed out. There is so many questions. I definitely want to get into some. The first question.
I want to say that I did not want it to just be just my mom, because I know my mom needed probably a little filler. Mm-hmm. So I hit your mom up.
Oh my God.
I hit her up, and literally this is what she said to me.
No.
I said, good morning, Miss Melissa. My mom is going to come on the podcast, blah, blah, blah. I said, I wanted to incorporate Winter into two, blah, 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 blah. So I said, this is like FaceTime for Joyce, because I told her about Google Meet. You actually should do that.
Are we FaceTiming my mom?
No. So this is what she said. So I told her about Google Meet, and I was like, you know, she said, I have an iPhone, LOL.
Slight she flex. Don't have no iPhone.
She said an iPad.
I
have an iPad. Hello, Slight Flex. I see you, Miss Melissa. She said, thanks for the invite, baby, but really, I didn't take that speech in college for exactly this reason. I would do it if I have to, but I cringe and vomit a little at the idea. Mm-hmm. She said, I'd rather be eaten half alive by jaws in the ocean at night, if I'm honest. I said, okay, baby, we don't want all that.
She's my mother, if you can't tell.
Literally, your mother. I was just like, all right, I guess.
My mom is not, she don't really.
I'm going to call her by surprise one of these days and be like, so I got a question for you.
She don't. My mom don't like people just the way I don't like people.
Yeah,
she's
literally.
She's really my mother. But I'm happy that you're here, though.
We're happy that
you're
here.
We got somebody.
My dad didn't want to come at all. Doesn't support me, actually. No, I'm just kidding.
He does. Yes, he does. But it's 420 weekend, so.
He's having his fun. He's hanging out in L.A.
Exactly. Wait, so what's the first question?
Well, I wanted to ask a first question because I know you guys all want to know about, obviously, Shy and her childhood and everything like that. But there was a question I saw, and it was there any time when you were watching the podcast that you were like, this isn't a good idea, they shouldn't do it?
No.
No.
No. No, and I Shy's got a big personality, and it's strange the way that you guys are different, but so very much alike. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes it really work. So no, I didn't think.
You've always supported us.
Yeah.
She's always supported
us. Always been supportive.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at the podcast sometimes and been like, oh, you shouldn't have said that?
Yeah.
She'd be like, no, she's literally been like, yeah, I'm going to tell you. Let Winter be the wild one telling all her business. You ain't got to do all of that. Yeah, exactly.
That is
That's
correct.
What I was like. Because Shy is a Southern band.
These that reviews is enough. She said it on the review. I was like, I'm not about to post that one.
That is correct. Yes. I think sometimes you just go a little bit too deep. That everything ain't for everybody.
Like my crusty peonies?
Definitely.
Yeah, she was just looking at that like,
definitely.
Now why would you say that?
Mommy be bringing out her little parachute panties.
Girl, don't put my business on those podcasts.
Little purple thong.
Okay, let's get to the questions about Shariel.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I just feel like I already know the answer, but what was Shy like as a kid?
Shy was bossy.
Oh, I got the same thing as a child.
Yeah, Shy was bossy.
Okay, tell that
and
story.
I could tell when she was in school, when she was in kindergarten, and in first grade as well. I went to school, and I asked her, Shy, what did you do at school today, sweetheart? And she said, I played on the wall. I'm like, you played on the wall? What you mean you play on the wall? And I play with my fingers. This is the king and the queen and the jack. And I was like, oh my God. It's like, you don't play with anyone? She's like, no, they don't want to play with me.
Oh, unpopular.
Yes. And so I went to school and bought cupcakes. And
I remember making those cupcakes. They were like little worm cupcakes.
Oh, I love them.
It's crazy how you remember certain things in your childhood. I literally remember those little cupcakes in pre-K.
And then, of course, everybody would play with her. But she also had another friend as a young teenager.
Don't tell this story.
No. She was nearly a teenager at that point. And she had a friend. And she's like, look, you can't come over to my house anymore unless you call me queen.
It was Shy. I wasn't a teenager. I was in third grade.
No,
and it was because
she was about No. She must have been about 10 or 11. We were in third grade.
It was because she did not invite me to her birthday party. So I was like, you gonna make it up to me some way, somehow.
You gonna call me queen.
She invited everybody in the neighborhood to her birthday party except me. And I was really hurt
because
about it.
Shy was bossy. But she did start calling her queen, too.
No, she didn't. She did say, and mommy actually heard that while, you know, the house phones back in the day.
Yeah.
And she was like, get off the phone with her right now.
That is so, no, we actually are similar because you know what? When I was in high school I went to this one high school for 1 year. I lied to everybody and told them my name was Princess. And I made everybody call me Princess. And to this day, sometimes people who know me from that high school go, hey, Princess, how are you doing? I'm like, that is not my name. Like, I fooled all of you. Like, literally, if you over here
have your nickname, call me Queen.
Right, Queen. Yeah. I'm Princess. That is hilarious. What questions do you have, Shy, that you want to bring?
Look at them.
Well, obviously, that one. They also want to know a lot of marriage questions because they know from watching the podcast that you've been married for many. How long have you been married?
49 years.
49 Ooh. Years is crazy.
And I have a funny story to tell about that.
And I still love my husband.
She's obsessed.
She does. She really does. She just posted a video the other day and was like, she's so obsessed with him. Actually, Shai tells me all the time, my mom is so obsessed with him.
I tell the podcast, I'm like, she's so obsessed with my dad. And it's so, honestly, it really is so sweet seeing it as an adult and just how loving they are and how sweet that they are together. It really just warms my little old heart, yeah. You know?
Because after 49 years, I feel like I would be over somebody.
And she literally still, first of all, she just told me today, I never thought my mom, because my mom has only been my dad, whack, but she's only ever been my dad, but I never thought she was attracted. Like, she obviously, I know she has a type, because my dad looks the way he looks. She's been obsessed with him forever. She just said today that she was attracted to Robert De Niro. And she said that in front of my dad, and he started laughing. He was like,
He just thought it was funny.
He just thought it was funny. Once you reach a certain point, yeah. I think everything, they don't care.
Yeah,
anymore.
He's the only other guy I thought was really cute besides your dad.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that, like, do you guys believe in hall passes? Like, have you ever heard of that?
No. Hall pass is basically where you, after a while you've been with somebody, you give them a hall pass to cheat.
Not cheat, but if you wanted to, like let's say that you guys believe, had a
celebrity
crush.
Whatever it is, I don't care what it is. I don't believe in no passing.
You don't play none of that.
No, I don't none play of none of that. No.
So
no.
Back in the day, if you was freaky deaky, like, no, I'm not about to ask that.
It's not a freaky deaky. It doesn't have to be a freaky deaky thing. It's like a major celebrity. Like, say y'all both have a big crush on a big celebrity, and it's like, okay, if you ever got a chance to talk to that celebrity for a night or two nights, whatever, like, could I do that? It's like a hall pass. Okay, if you ever met that person, that's the one hall
like
pass.
Like, if you ever met Robert De Niro back in the day.
Yeah, me and Don like would have a good conversation with Robert De Niro. Yes, we would.
Yeah, my dad do not
She's like, my man coming right along with me.
Okay, let me see. What's one? What's your favorite memory from Shai's childhood? And I'll tell you mine.
I don't know everything. I love my baby. I love Shariel. I don't know if I have a favorite memory. Mm-hmm. A favorite memory. When you were born? Oh. I don't know.
I like that. My favorite memory growing up with my mom was I was really like her little homegirl. Like, we used to really be like shopping.
That's right.
We used to shop from day to night. Morning on like Saturday, morning tonight. We would get our little nails done. We'd go to Burlington's. She'd be like, I'm going to get you this person, put it on Lailway. And then in like 2 weeks, I get my purse. Like, I used to love that. I was like, oh, this is a blast. This is a ball.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite memory of like growing up with my child, like my childhood. Like, you were like my little bestie.
Yes, we were buddies. But I have five daughters, so all of us were buddies. Shy is the last one.
Do you feel like because she's the youngest, she was in a way your favorite? Because you're like,
no,
she's
I don't
the last.
Have any favorites. Mm. No, I don't have any favorites. Shy is the last. She's the last child that I would have.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the end of childbirth. So she's special because she's the last. Mm. But no, I don't have any favorites. I have five daughters. I love all of them.
I know.
And she always says she's her favorite.
And I treat them all the same. No, that was my favorite memory would be when you were born, I guess.
I thought y'all cried because I was a girl. And then mommy also, she's being very coy. She said I was her ugliest child when I was younger.
Yeah, she was.
She said I looked like a little alien because I pulled all my hair out.
Were you skinny? no, a baby? She was a fat baby? Very big.
No, actually, okay. She was the biggest baby. She
really?
Was not. She was 8 pounds and 13 ounces.
You know, I was almost a 10-pound baby.
Wow.
Yeah, literally.
Really?
Yes.
I thought I was like 9 pounds. I was 8 pounds.
Yeah, you were 8 pounds.
Dang, 13. Yeah. Chunky babies for the win. Love a little fat, chunky baby.
I know. I love a good little chunky baby.
Well, what is one quality Shy gets from you?
She's an organizer. She likes to organize. She likes to keep things in order and balance.
I love that perspective because you do be cleaning that house.
AKA bossy. That's what she's meaning when they're in town.
She and likes things to be in order, not just in her house cleaning, but she likes things to be in order.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I love that. I think you completely skipped over your infectious personality as well. Mommy is literally the type to go to a party, make everyone stand up and dance. She's like, let's have, like, literally the life of the party does not drink. She's just started drinking wine in her older age. I don't know what it is. But, like, she's the literal life of a party. And, like, that's what I feel like I would take from you more than anything else.
Well, yeah, probably so, yeah.
Very much so. I have one. What was/is the hardest thing about motherhood, in your opinion?
Wow. There's so many ups and downs with motherhood because you think and do for everyone, of your kids, your spouse. You're a giver. You give of your time to your spouse, your kids. You make the plans, the arrangements for your kids. Everybody's got to go to school. Everybody's got to eat. You need homework. You need clothes. You need food, shelter. You need time spent together. Mm-hmm. The hardest thing about motherhood, I would just say maybe teenage years.
Really?
Yeah, I can see that. Being sassy and all girls at that.
Teenage
and
years.
Mind you, y'all, my mom is a Gemini, so she a little throwed off herself. So imagine having three Geminis. Two of my sisters are Geminis and my mother. And I have a Leo and a Scorpio. And I'm the Aquarius. So it's a lot of strong personalities up in there. And my dad is a Taurus.
But hey, daddy never did any disciplinary.
Daddy never did anything. He never put a literal hand on me. Like, if we were arguing, and I remember one time he did, he shook me up real quick because I was like, what you gonna do? I literally said that when I was in ninth grade. I was like, because there's been multiple times I've done things and my dad wouldn't tell my mom about. Mm-hmm. So, like, he was like, your teacher called, and I was like, so what? And he was like, so what? And so the next day, he bought me, like, a little teddy bear with, like, some Snickers attached to it. And he felt so bad about just even shaking me up. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I could say it. But remember what I just told you the other day that I thought was hilarious that I think about all the time?
What?
About what your mom had called.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. My mom.
I think about this all the time.
This is why I laughed when you said your mom used to talk to you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
My mom has, like, never, like, called me, like, a B word. She did one time and I cried. She said something. She was like, you acting like a bitch. Like, she thought about it and still said it. I was like, okay, here we go. But what she used to call all of my sisters all the time. An imp.
And you little imps.
You little imp. And she tell me what an imp is.
A devil's
a devil's little helper. So I remember one time she wrote a note. I'll never forget this. She wrote a note. And she spelled imp wrong. You think God would have been like, all right, maybe I shouldn't say this. Maybe I just shouldn't say imp. Maybe I should say something else about my loving child. So she erased it, seen the erase, and she ended up spelling imp right. I was like, okay, she wanted to keep it in, you little imp. And I'm like, okay. I'll never forget one time, speaking of this, my mom wrote me an open letter on MySpace.
Oh, yes.
On MySpace? I wrote a letter. Or on the wall.
Yeah.
On the wall, yeah. Like, she posted it on the wall. I obviously made a joke about it.
I found a way to do it. I asked somebody, how do I get this on there? Because Shy's always, like, you guys overshare. Mm-hmm. And her crusty panties issue. Well, she used to do that on.
I've always been very open. Right. I've just been very. I've been me all of my life. When people, this podcast, people are like, "This is what you should have been doing," because this has literally been me my whole entire life. I was class clown, and she was like, "You think that's an accomplishment?"
Yeah. Right.
Actually, it is. I was class clown and daredevil. I jump off the roof. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She. I had to write a letter because that she's always overshared, and she's also had a foul mouth in my absence. I don't use that kind of vulgar language in my house, but I don't know, Shy just picked up the ghetto and ran with it.
Wait, so wait, what did the open letter say?
It was just, you know how like on MySpace they used to have these like little quizzes, and she was really mad that I said one time, I was like, my mom kissed me on the lips one time. She was hot about that. I said something like jokingly, obviously don't mind at all, but like I said something jokingly, and she was just like, I went in, I was cursing, I was talking about being a lesbian in my life or something like that, just saying all type of stuff.
Or she's using vulgar language, and you just thought like it was cool, that was cool, and it's not cool, right. You know, the conversation wasn't cool, so.
Right.
You know, you just have to be mindful of what you put out there. What you put out on the internet, it stays there.
And it's sad. She's been struggling with that one for a while because she still be saying the same things to me. I have another one. What? First impression of winter.
Oh, that was a lot. There was a lot of those questions. I was going to avoid it, but go ahead.
Well, I have five daughters. I just thought she was a young lady, and she's a good friend. If she's a good friend to you, you're a good. If she's your good friend, then you're a good. Shy is a good friend. Mm-hmm. So if she has a friend that's a good friend, it's because Shy is a good friend to you, mm-hmm. and you're a good friend to her.
Yeah,
Shy's a good friend.
She's a great friend.
She has a good.
She's
set
my best
of friends.
Friend in the whole world.
She has a good set of friends here in Los Angeles, which is something that we were concerned with too, because you know.
I just jumped off the porch.
Yeah, she's from we're from South Louisiana.
Yeah,
and everything. We're close. Yeah, we're close. We're close people. We're close family.
Shy has a great group of friends too. Yeah. Like just even she has so many like close best friends that like literally. But that is because she is such a good
She's
friend.
She's a good
Thank
friend.
You. Yeah. Love you guys.
So in order to have a good friend, you be a good friend. Yeah. So Mommy, you're
you
a good friend.
Take a page out of my book because remember that one time.
What?
That one time you know the story I'm about to tell. My mom has been upset. My mom has been with my dad since. You were 13, he was 15, you lied about your age.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
why are you going all back there?
Look, but yeah, so she's been with my dad for that long. So my mom has only always kind of known my dad, and then she had kids at 18, 19 or whatever. Yes. So she's been like that. So her friendships, she's like, she has some solid friendships. Like, you've been friends with Miss Aileen for years.
Yeah.
I'll never forget one time she was like, I don't want to talk to her right now. She ignored her phone call. So I literally was like, I'm going to call her right back. And so I called. I was like, hey, Miss Aileen. And she was like, but she always has done that with her friendship. She'd be like, they'll be there.
Wait, why? Wait, because she didn't want to talk to her?
Why we had to go there?
She's not going to watch this.
She ain't going to watch this. Well, actually, Miss Aileen did ask me on my podcast.
I hope not.
But no, I feel like Mommy has just been like, she's been so like invested in like being a mother and like, you know what I'm saying? Like being a wonderful wife and an amazing mother. I'm like, now you all your kids are grown. It's time to go and, like, you know, go on a girls' trip.
Yeah, do you have a lot of close friends, or do you feel like because you've had so
Actually,
many daughters and stuff?
When you get older, you know who your real friends are, who
Miss
are
Aileen
your friends.
Is one of them.
And you don't have as many close friends. Mm-hmm. You have associates, but you don't have as many close friends.
Did you have, like, a best friend, like how close me and Shy are, like when you were our age, or you were already a mother and a wife by then?
No. My best friend was my husband and Jesus.
Was that lonely?
Amen.
No, it wasn't. Not at all, because I found great joy with my girls. Those were the happiest times of my life with my girls.
I feel like I would lose my mind if I didn't have my friends alongside with my relationship and my, like, children. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need, like, some girl me time.
I'm a people person. You know that. You just said when we go to a place, I'm a people person. But I also like my downtime, too. But no, it didn't bother me at all.
But also, it's different for us because, like, we weren't married young.
Yeah,
we didn't have kids very young. Like, it's just different. And then I feel like if I was to have so many daughters and, like, be married, like, you kind of do have to put most of your time into those relationships. Like, you don't have a bunch of time to just be having a bunch of friendships. Like, right now, we have all the time in the world. We're not going to have kids.
It is a reality, a sad reality in a sense, too, because you do have to, like, kind of face those challenges when you get older. And it's like, we go from talking every day or, like, every week to, like, I got to squeeze you in my schedule because I have so many kids. And, like, I just honestly commend you, Mommy, at how well, as an adult, I really see how well you held it all together. And I will give you your graces. Bow down to you forever, because I just cannot, as a full-fledged adult, cannot imagine how you did it with all them children, all them attitudes, every 2 weeks.
Five little
paychecks. You know what I'm saying? Five little imps. So, like, to this day, I'm still, like, she is literally Wonder Woman to me. And, like, I was talking to these girls the other day, and, like, neither one of them really kind of, like, had, like, a motherly figure in their life. And I just never really think of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I never... I can understand maybe the dad a little bit because, yeah. You know, like I'm saying, like, it's just been shit. Yeah. But, like, it's never, like, I've never for once thought, I could not imagine. I feel like, you know how when you said, when people be like, you never know a love until you have kids? Mm-hmm. I feel like that about my mom. She's my kid.
Yeah, they do try. As they get older, they do try to treat you like I'm the kid now because they want to tell me, mommy, where you going? What you doing?
I do that to my mom too now. I feel like I have to protect my mom now. And like now, I don't know. I'm just like, you know, my mom be doing weird stuff. Like my mom just went on a camping trip by herself.
Yeah.
She does little random things like that. And I'd be like, where you at? What's the campsite? And tell me the address. Mm-hmm. And like, she's like, girl, I'm the mom. And I'm like, nah. The tables have turned. Like,
The tables have turned. Especially it's also very weird to me too when like my mom tries to like take out her wallet. Mm-hmm. Girl, I'm an adult now. Like, you done paid for me my whole life.
See,
like,
my thing is I let my mom pay for anything she want to pay with when I'm with her. But I'm going to give her any money, though.
Really?
Yeah, but I will give my mom anything.
They don't let me pay for anything.
I do not. We've reached that point where I was like, no, I'm not doing anything.
I love being with my mom, and my mom pays for stuff. It makes me still feel like a kid. But my mom knows, like, I literally will give my mother anything. I'll pay for anything. I will send her thousands of dollars. Yeah. It's not a question and anything.
How I feel like a kid when my mom's in town and she has the jazz music playing, she makes me a nice little plate with some fruits and veggies.
Yeah, no, I mean, if my mom's like in LA or something, No,
even in Louisiana when I go home, my mom will like cook and like bring me a little plate. And I'm like, nobody gonna love me like her.
I'll bring them breakfast in bed.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah.
That is very cute.
I miss them. I'm happy for them.
I know. I bet you do. I would miss, if I had like five daughters, like I would miss them too. Like y'all just off doing your thing. I'd be like, come home. Like just be with me.
Oh yeah. But I've always told them God made a big world and he made this world for you.
Yeah.
So don't just set your sights on this little 20-mile radius around home. Mm-hmm. You know? So do go out, venture and experience what God has created for you.
Yeah. I have a question. So now that you, like, you know, there's this thing going on social media all the time. Like, what do you put first? Your husband, your kids, or your parents? What would you put first? Like, what in what order does
it go? The question is, who do you feed first?
Feed first, I would feed my husband in my household. I get my husband straight. My husband is the breadwinner. He takes care of the house. He provides the food, the shelter, pays the bills. I want to make sure he's comfortable and he's fed. Mm-hmm.
And so what if the food runs out?
No. Food will run out sometimes. No. And
after the husband, he's like,
oh, yeah. Food run out? We don't have no food run out.
Yeah, we did. I don't know why she's keeping it coy again. So this is the thing. That's what I'm saying. I think you're talking
about the thing that said somebody was drowning. The people were drowning. And who would you save first?
Oh, yeah.
That's the
principle of the question. You never heard that question?
Yeah. Well, who would you save first then?
I would save my kids because they're younger.
Happy with the answer?
We have grown to adulthood and we have lived life, and I would want you all to go on and live life. So I would save my kids.
Facts.
I appreciate that. How have you been able to keep, I guess, marriage and like the love alive in your marriage for 49 years?
Well, love is an action word, you know, and like it says, love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers everything. If you love someone, you can listen. If you love someone, you can acknowledge them. If you love someone, you can communicate with them. If you love someone, you can forgive them. If you love someone, you can grow with them. Mm. Love covers everything, and you have to have love. I think that's the best thing. You know, that's the only thing, because you could say, well, what do you have to do? What do you do to make a marriage work? Well, you have to love each other. You have to love each other enough to grow with one mm-hmm. another, because I'm not the same person I was when I was 15 or 13 mm-hmm. when I first met your dad, or when we had our first child mm-hmm. or our second or third or fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
I'm not the same person I was last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to be able to love them enough to grow with them. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to love them enough to understand that growth comes from each of you.
Yeah. I respect that.
I love
you
that.
You have to be able to communicate.
Did you see the interview that Michelle Obama had? And she said that she did not like Mr. Barack Obama for like 10 years. She loved him, but she did not like him for 10 years. Yeah, do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Because they were beefing, right?
They were beefing, but they were still married. They were still together. So it had have yeah. there been times?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't like what he did or how he said or what I didn't like certain things, but I still loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't like it. And sometimes I didn't like what you guys would do or say.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I don't love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But love is the key. You have to love. And love, there's different loves. And yeah. when you're in a relationship, it's a love that you have to commit to. I'm committed to this.
Yeah.
When you're a teenager.
Yeah, I hear it.
When you're a teenager or you're in college, you can like break up. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm finished with this. I'm done.
Yeah.
But when you're in love with someone, you're committed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be able to commit.
Yeah, that's like something that even I am working on too, mm-hmm. because I will be quick to break up with my boyfriend. I'll be like, I'll be done with you right now. I'll leave you.
Yeah.
And like, I have to stop doing that because he said things like, I feel like you could just replace me because you say those things like you could just leave me. And like, we're in this together. We're partners.
Right.
Like, and he is very adamant about that. We are partners. I'm on your team. Like, we not breaking up. Like, we're going to grow together and learn together. And I just be like having these moments of like, I'll leave you right now.
Yeah.
You think I give up, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's good to hear.
Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yeah.
You're not going to leave. Don't keep saying
it. Yeah, don't keep saying it. I will agree with that because I've been there too. And then it's just like your word don't hold no value anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just like you ain't leaving.
Yeah.
You're going to stay right here. But when you really mean it, you ain't going to say nothing about it.
Yeah.
So I have another one. What is the biggest mistake as a mom? She's looking at the time. We got to get these content. What's the biggest mistake been as a mom that you feel like?
Well, I don't know about the biggest mistake, but it would be breaking generational curses would be the best thing about being a mom, because you carry what you learned,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that is a mistake, to bring that into my mothering, my motherhood, to bringing from what I learned from generation, which my mother learned from generation before.
Mm-hmm.
So That's the best thing you could do. Yeah.
You've been media trained, y'all.
You know what to say.
Breaking generational curses is the main thing. I can agree with that for sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like in everything that anything that I would take from you is all things that I would be willing to. I don't feel like I would break anything. The only thing I probably think I would break is your neediness to nag sometimes.
That's not like a terrible thing.
She antagonizes sometimes.
But because I recognize the generation, what went on generation and things that I've carried into my life, I'm creating new paths so that doesn't go forward with you or the next generation that you produce. So, yeah. So that's it.
You got anything to ask?
I loved it. No.
Do you know when your daughters lost their virginity?
Oh. The tea.
Okay, before you answer that, think about
it. Why would you ask me that?
I will never forget.
I don't even want to think about your virginity now as an adult.
You're still a virgin.
What do you mean? I'll never forget when I first got my cycle and I told my mom, I was like, I don't know why. I think I told this story on here, but I was like, please don't tell daddy. Please don't tell daddy. Literally, I don't know why. I just wanted to keep it a secret. Literal next day, my dad walks out in the kitchen. We're in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Think you a woman because you're squirting now.
Huh? Yeah.
I was like, why would you tell him?
That is so funny.
So nasty. But I know you are just ready to be done with this. I just want to say
What? I want to tell you, give you guys some advice. Don't emaciate these men, your relationships that you're in. Don't chop these men up. Give them some grace. God's given you guys grace, so give them some grace.
I agree.
Don't give them too much leeway, them some grace.
I'm going to give him grace, and I'm going to treat him with more femininity and softness moving forward because I need to work on that for sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Me too.
And I want to keep them, so, you know, I got to be
and
a little.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, you don't got to tell me that.
Oh, I that's know your you daughter. Are. She missed. Oh, heck she, no. Layla and Leo here.
You're a liar. She's literally telling a lie. I've never.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
But yes, give them some grace.
Okay.
And stop sharing all of their business on the podcast. Share your business.
Agreed.
Okay. I enjoyed being here.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. Yes.
Thank you for coming, Mommy.
And I wish you all the very best of luck. I pray God's grace is over you all every day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
We love you.
We love you.
And I love all of your fans, all of the people who
watch. They love you too.
They love you too.
They love you too.
I read all of y'all comments.
My mom, I told y'all this before, is obsessed. She literally, I blocked her on my stories before and she found a way to look at them still. She'd be like, I seen what she was posting on your stories.
I got a fake page.
Exactly. Not her having a Finsta, but we love you, Mommy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for coming.
All right, thank you.
Bye, guys.
All right.
You did so good.
You did.